Day 108, or April the 18th. God wants you to work with him. Our thoughts today are rooted in 1 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 13. Be strong, and let us fight bravely for our people and the cities of our God. The Lord will do what is good in his sight. First, the big picture surrounding this verse. David always does his best to treat the surrounding nations as justly as possible, but it is not always appropriate, and there are times, like with the Ammonites, when he has to be more severe than he at first intended. David is sorely tempted by the devil at this time, as he seeks to make preparations for the temple that will be built by his son Solomon. David charges Solomon to be strong and courageous. And now our action step for today. Joab's words before his battle with the Arameans were very helpful then, and are equally inspiring today. It's inspiring to know that whilst we do our best as God leads us, we will ultimately have the victory, because God will always work out his purposes. It doesn't mean we don't need to try, but it does mean that success is not solely down to our efforts. I remember teaching both of our sons to ride their bicycles. Using stabilizers or simply holding on to their bike seat made me feel very disconnected, and I was anxious in case they fell off. I held on to them and did what I could to help, but they had to push the pedals and keep upright too. It wasn't them or me, it was all of us. Both sides had to do their part. Of course, I could simply have taken the bikes from them and rode them myself, but I wanted them to do it. That just about sums it up. God could do it himself, but he wants us to do it with him providing help when and where it's needed. I'm sure God is trusting us to do something today that he could easily do himself. But at the same time, he wants us to step out and take action. Are you currently holding out on something? God won't step in and do tasks that he wants you to do, so you had better move and do your part and enjoy the next adventure he has for you.